Leadership in the disabilities field has gained momentum, but there is still work to be done. According to the World Report on Disability, written by the World Bank and the World Health Organization in 2011, people with disabilities still experience hardships which vary widely depending on where they live. Across the world, people with disabilities have poorer health outcomes, lower education achievements, less economic participation, and higher rates of poverty than people without disabilities. This is partly because people with disabilities experience barriers in accessing services that many of us have long taken for granted, including health, education, employment, and transportation. These difficulties have an even greater impact in less advantaged communities. The United Nations has been working to create an international human rights treaty to promote the rights and dignity of people with disabilities. As of July 2015, it has 159 signatories and 157 parties, including 156 states and the European Union. In December 2012, a vote in the United States Senate fell 6 votes short of the 2/3 majority required for ratification. Currently, the United States is not a signatory of the treaty, but many advocates, leaders, and organizations are pushing their elected political representatives to change that.